Good morning, Chad Moyer with you here on the Rural Radio Network. It's time for a recap of this past week's market activity. To do that, we'll bring in the folks at the ARC Group in Lincoln today, visiting with Shane Lichtenberg. Shane, it was another week filled with trade discussion, and I would imagine some a little bit of regression again in prices, although soybeans look kind of nice to end the week. But give us the weekly numbers. Where did we end yesterday compared to a week ago?
Hey, good afternoon, or good morning, Chad. The weekly numbers were down on the week, but considering the volatility we saw this week, you'd almost have to call it a win. July corn ended the week at 357 and a quarter. It was down 4. December corn ended the week at 378, and that was down 4 3/4. July beans settled out at 894 and a half, which was down 11. November beans were 916, down 13. July wheat was 488. That was down 31. December wheat ended the week at 528 3/4, down 29 and a quarter. So overall, we had a lower week, but middle of the week there, we had beans, I think, had a 65 cent trading day. That day we were down hard, and to come back the week and just be down 11, I don't know, that could be worse, I guess.
Well, and we see the week like we've seen not only this week, but weeks prior. That's really makes the case for having a plan that is tailored to our farm and sticking with it, right, Shane?
Yeah, we people probably get tired of us, saying the same old thing, but have a plan and mind your own business, get your business on paper and design a plan around it to where you can make smart decisions over time. Small smart decisions over time equal a pretty big deal at the bottom line at the end of the year. And seasonally, corn that's finishing up here, I think the seasonals are somewhere around a 405, 406 number. Beans, we've had a lot of opportunities to sell beans north of $10 on November. Just been a lot of opportunities there to take advantage of some profit margins. So, seasonally, as we were talking, Chad, seasonally, beans are kind of a rally right now, June and July, and that's, we're in a contra-seasonal pattern right here, being down as much as we've been the last couple of weeks. And it gets back to, tweaking your plan a little bit around when there's some solid profit margins, to be mindful of that and maybe adjust your trade size or how you're doing things as far as managing those overall price levels, to where when you do get big moves, you don't have to panic and make panic decisions. Panic decisions are usually turn out to be not good. So get that emotion factored out by having an incremental type plan.
Yeah. Well, expand on that a little bit more, because, you said the corn long-term seasonals maybe are holding up a little bit better. Soybean seasonals might be changing because of those dynamics in South America and some other things. But when you, like in a soybean situation, what do we look at? What do we take from our operation and decide when it's the right time to make sales?
Just like you said there, the seasonal on corn is pretty solid. Selling from February through June, those are typically going to be look like pretty good sales. South America's production has been growing, and their pressure on the overall bean market. You typically have that November market in years past has been a little firmer through the early part of the year, but recently with that expansion in South America, you tend to see that seasonal a little bit firmer in that June, July period. However, it is a lot more volatile seasonal. So, you have a bean market that moves a lot more than corn typically. Money flow gets to be a big part of that. You get big moves, pay attention to profit margin. And anytime you're up a lot in a market, you want to really dial in, how does that impact your business from a financial standpoint? And what can you do to manage around that certain part of your price and still be independent on your carry and basis decisions later. Carry's another one, actually. Justin and I were just talking about the carry. The corn market, D's to March, is probably 5 or 6 cents there on those real strong days. We're working out to 9.5. It's moving the right direction, so there's going to be a point, maybe where we look at rolling some of these hedges forward and capturing some of that carry for new crop.
All right, very good. Just as we kind of wrap up here, what would you say are the keys to get us through the rest of this month into July? What will you be watching?
The fund money has come out of these markets pretty hard. There's going to be some ammunition, so to speak, to maybe buy back, you know, and if you haven't made sales early, you know, be watching for opportunities. You know, I don't know where we're going to peak out at or bottom out at, but when you get opportunities, you know, make some small decisions around it and be paying attention. The political environment and the weather environment we're in, you know, we've got a lot of growing season left. Crop ratings are tremendous, probably the best ever, I think. For that to get much better gets to be pretty tough. So if those falter a little bit in the next few weeks, the funds may buy back into this. It's possibly going to give us some other opportunities to get some more bushels sold and protected. And, you know, coming back to the whole thing, if you haven't been doing anything, get on some sort of a system that starts making sales. You don't have to dive in all at once, but start making smart, independent, efficient decisions from your marketing standpoint.
All right, very good. Great conversation. Thank you so much, sir. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you down the road. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Chad. Have a great weekend yourself.
You bet. We've been visiting with Shane Lechtenberg from the ARC Group in Lincoln. For more information, call him toll-free at 866-574-2724. They're also online at agriskconsulting.net. That's a recap of this week's markets. We'll talk to you again next week. I'm Chad Moyer reporting.